Scott Oakman joins us, the executive director and COO of the GTHL. And Scott, appreciate some time on a Sunday afternoon. Hope you're well and hope your family is well. And obviously, we wish it were under different circumstances, but, you know, COVID, unfortunately, you know, spares no one in this crazy time we're living in. And, you know, I want to start with, it seemed like in late August, the case numbers were very low, and then rapidly things, you know, are seem to be deteriorating and getting worse again. So I'm curious, you know, for you guys at the GTHL, what was, you know, the thought process from late August where things were encouraging, and how quickly did you have to pivot and start thinking about a postponement and then ultimately making the decision to postpone at least until January?
Well, first of all, thanks for having me, and that's a great question. We've been working hard all summer. Our organizations, the volunteers and all of our organizations have been working hard to develop a plan and strategy that would allow us to reopen in a safe way for the players, their families, and the community. And our plan was, in fact, originally to open ice activities on October 7th. Our board, wisely, in my view, understood that there could be, you know, with kids returning to school and things of that nature, and the slow opening of the province was taking undertaking, that we needed to wait a little bit longer than we normally would just to see the results and the impact that that would have. And so during the month of September, we were only allowing, you know, players to register and off ice training activities and things of that nature. And about a week and a half ago, we still viewed October 7th as a feasible date, but certainly looking at the rapid rise in infection rates, you know, the delayed results in getting testing and a number of the other things that are occurring in the GTA, and then especially with the comment made by Toronto's Officer of Health on Friday about the ramifications and concerns around indoor sports. Our board had an emergency meeting on Saturday morning and determined at this point in time we need to pause and see how things transpire between now and the beginning of January before we consider a restart.
So I know there are a number of other member organizations kind of associated with the GTHL. Was there any pushback or any kind of really heated discussions with other organizations with the league?
No, I think certainly within our organization, we've been hearing feedback and having regular consultations with our member organizations. And since the pandemic started, we've been working very closely. Hockey Canada has been amazing in terms of their consultations and support to the members within the Hockey Canada family. And I would say the same about the Ontario Hockey Federation and the members within the Ontario Hockey Federation. We've had regular consultations a couple times a week since the pandemic started. And we've understood from the beginning that different parts of Canada, and particularly different parts of Ontario, would be affected differently with infection rates as we rolled out into the hockey season. And so everyone has been supportive within the hockey structure about the decision, the difficult decision that our board had to make on Saturday.
Scott Oakman is with us, the executive director and chief operating officer of the GTHL. And I'm curious, you know, if there's any level of, I guess, frustration that, you know, the inconsistencies in some of the aspects of what's going on right now, that bars and restaurants are open, which are recreational activities, but maybe not as, you know, positive as minor hockey, which instills a lot of great things, and you know you're unable to have your season as you currently would have liked to with it getting going on Wednesday, while you know other aspects of life that arguably shouldn't be happening are.
Well, I think from our perspective, our board and staff can only control our world, so to speak. Yeah. And certainly I'm hearing, and we're hearing from parents and families who are pointing those types of things out. But, you know, we don't have real control over our operation and the decisions that we make. And so I think, you know, those entities and operations and the provincial government and local public health authorities will make the decisions they view best for those other realms of society. But I just think at this point in time, hockey being a recreational sport, and we certainly understand the need and desire from a mental health perspective to get back and running. And that was, certainly weighed heavily on our board as well. But the greater health of the community outweighed the other benefits that would have seen us starting now. And so here we stand.
Yeah. So, Scott, I know a big part of all of this, and I know you mentioned Hockey Canada and the Ontario Hockey Federation, and so a big part of all of this is, of course, the difference between sanctioned and unsanctioned programming. And, of course, until now, or I guess until September 30th, so last week, I guess, but children were allowed to play in leagues outside of that umbrella. So what happens now? Is that going to be extended, or are you still having conversations around that?
Yeah, I mean, that's not our policy. That's an Ontario Hockey Federation policy.
Right.
So we'll enter into conversations with them about the right thing to do, and express our opinion around those types of around that policy. But at the end of the day, that decision will lie with the Ontario Hockey Federation.
So I'm kind of curious. I assume there are contracts with rinks and ice surfaces for the entire season. So I'm curious, you guys are shut down, postponed at least from Wednesday through January 4th. What happens to the ice that isn't going to be getting used?
Yeah, I think there's a number of different ways that that's going to be need to be managed. Certainly, a number of the municipalities haven't got all of their ice in. I know the city of Toronto, for instance, was still had a rollout plan for their opening of their facilities. So we'll have discussions with them early next week about any way we can support them in decision making. We've been working very closely with them in terms of our rollout plan so that they had ice facilities available. And so we'll continue to do that. But we've been encouraging our organizations to make sure that they're having dialogues with the ice providers that they were renting ice from to make sure that their agreements cover all possible scenarios. We knew from the beginning, we're very public from the beginning, that there would be a chance, even if we got started, that there could be a time that we might have to take a step back from the type of activity that was allowed just based on the extent of the second wave and government provisions or decisions the board would make. So we're just going to have to work with our ice providers and our organizations to help resolve those challenges. And, I'm sure there will be families that want to play hockey or have their kids involved in hockey, and they're obviously free to do that. It just won't be under our sanctioned banner. So the facilities will have to make decisions on who they want to allow to use their ice surfaces.
So looking at some of these other leagues or associations around not just Toronto, but I guess the GTA in general, I obviously those are completely outside your purview, Scott, but do you ever have conversations with those leagues as to get a, maybe take the temperature of what's going on and say, okay, well, you know what, these guys have already canceled their season, these other people are postponing things for a while, maybe we can kind of have a cohesive front, or do you guys usually operate kind of in silos?
No, I will say since March, the collaboration with Hockey Canada, and particularly the Ontario Hockey Federation, my colleagues at the other member organizations of the Ontario Hockey Federation have never, ever worked more collaboratively. We were on the call on a phone at least two times a week, sometimes three or four times a week, trying to work through the issues so that there was as close to possible an aligned plan and in terms of provisions and standards of return to play. And I haven't had a chance yet to talk with my counterparts that have organizations that surround the GTA. But I'm certainly open to having dialogue with them about this decision and how it may or may not impact them, because their boards are all struggling and challenged by the same types of issues that our board was faced with. And as the second wave moves through, we're not, you never know what parts of Ontario is going to be most affected, but we're happy to help with them in any way. And they've been likewise with us, offering any support that they can give us.
Scott Oakman is with us from the GTHL. You alluded a little bit to it in some conversations with parents. I guess, what's sort of been the tone? Has it been mostly kind of wondering why the decision was been made? Has there been a groundswell of support as well? I guess maybe I give us a thought on having to, I guess, handle parents who are concerned about how this impacts their children.
Yeah, during the deliberations, the board understood this decision would be mixed or met with mixed reviews. And there's no question that there are mixed reviews. I think we're living in very uncertain times, and there are very strong opinions on various different issues. You hear it when people are debating about school issues or restaurants and bars and yeah. those things. And so there are very wide array of opinions, and we expect that as the decision was released. And we're and not surprisingly, that's what we're hearing. So there are, you know, parents are wanting to know why we made the decision, what information we used to make the decision. From the very beginning, our rollout plan has been done with support of pediatric infectious disease specialists from the Hospital of Sick Children and in Toronto and Toronto Public Health. They've been amazing in terms of providing us with their insight and expertise. And that's what we've been relying on and included, you know, relying on in terms of this decision. And that's how we'll make decisions going forward. And even understanding they're sometimes difficult decisions that our board makes that aren't necessarily always popular, but they're doing it in with the best possible information available to experts.
Scott, can't thank you enough for taking a couple of minutes for us. No, it's been certainly a hectic time and a tough time for everyone at the GTHL. We'll be thinking of you, hoping for the best, and hoping that, you know, things improve to the point where the league is able to get going in the new year. Best of luck. Thanks so much again, and hope to connect again in the future.
Appreciate it very much. Have a great afternoon.